Praise God. Let's be like Sister Deanna said. Let's give God some praise because he is truly worthy.
He's worthy.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I just thank God for just being here this morning. I just thank God for, you know, each and every one of you, you know, keeping me encouraged and, you know, just blessing me with your words of encouragement and your prayers. So, you know, before I get started, I just want to say a little prayer. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you this morning. Lord, I just want to thank you for your word, Lord. I want to thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Lord, I just ask that, Lord, that you just come into my heart right now. Let your Holy Spirit just take over, Lord Jesus. Lord, bless the words that I'm about to share, Lord Jesus, that they may be encouraging and touching to someone's life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. You know, we've been talking about, we started off the year talking about peace and rest, and, you know, we continued into February with love, you know. Well, we're in March now, and wow, the time has really been flying. We're in March already, so, you know, we're moving on to a new topic, you know, but, you know, in the end, it's still all love. And what we're talking about, we're going to be talking about stewardship. You know, we're going to talk about many aspects of stewardship. We're going to be talking about things like economical stewardship, financial stewardship, natural and spiritual gifts. We're talking about stewardship of ourselves. But I've been given the task of talking to you about environmental stewardship. You know, so first of all, I just want to just define what stewardship is, if you all don't know. Stewardship is the job of supervising or taking care of something, such as an organization or property. But, you know, I was looking at that, and I was doing more research, you know, and I found something that said the biblical worldview of stewardship can be defined as utilizing and managing all resources God provides for the glory of God and the betterment of his creation. Managing everything God brings into the believer's life in a manner that honors God. Now, when we think of environment, we're thinking about things around us. You know, we're thinking about the birds, the bees, you know, the water, the oceans, everything. You know, I just want to know, how can we be a good steward to the environment? In the worldview, I mean, you can just raise your hand. How many of you recycle? Okay. It's stuff like that. I recycle, you know, just to do my part, you know, in the world. You know, but there's more to it than that in the spiritual realm, you know. And I just have a few scriptures I just want to, you know, share with you all today. The first scripture I'm coming out of is Genesis. The book of Genesis starts on page 2, if you have the voice. But I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just want to read verse 1. And the key verse I want to talk about is Genesis 1 and 28. And in the beginning, God created everything, the heavens above and the earth below. Here's what happened. And then he goes into what he did. He created the heavens, the earth, the ocean. He created all the little bugs, all the little animals in the world, you know. And then verse 28 says, then God blessed them and gave them this directive. Be fruitful and multiply. Populate the earth. I make you trustees of my estate, so care for my creation and rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that roams across the earth. Now, God gave that to man. God created Adam, and through Adam's rib came Eve. Further down, I just want to just, it says the crown of God's creation is a new creature, a creature that can sound the heartbeat of its creator. That creature made male and female reflects God's own relational richness. The human family is to join God in the ongoing work of creation. The earth below and the sky above with all their inhabitants are too beautiful, too good to be left alone. They need tender care and close attention that only God's favorite creature can give. And I believe we are God's favorite creature. And he gives us, you know, the ability to sustain this environment where we live. It says, Elder shared with us this thing by, it's a pastor, his name is, I wrote it down. And now I can't find it. I know I wrote it down.
A.J. Wabedo?
Yes, A.J. Wabedo, yes. And he's out of Oregon. He's a preacher. And he calls it care creation. Care creation. And he said everything God created is good. If you go back and read Genesis, you'll see everything he created is good. And he also, here it is, right here, A.J. Swaboda. He said creation is God's love letter to us, but we have to take care of it. To take care for creation is to care. To care for creation is to care for who God created it all. You know. So another scripture I want to read is. Psalms 24, and that's on page 641. And it states, page 641, Proverbs 24, verse 1. And it states, the earth and all that's upon it belongs to the eternal. The world is his with everything living, with every living creature on it. So like I said, the bugs, the little animals that, you know, we don't like, God created it all. And it's all created for a purpose. We may not understand the purpose, but God created, look, he created crickets, he created geckos, you know, and sometimes they could be, you know, very, look, We're human beings. We're big. But a little cricket, a little cockroach can intimidate us so bad. We be running. We be crying. I know I done jumped. Look, I know I done jumped. And I don't know how God, I know it was God gave me this energy. I remember when I was stationed in Hawaii and I got in the shower and I went to pull back the curtain and step in. As soon as I stepped in that water, a gecko jumped on my shoulder. I said, in one swoop, I jumped up and I jumped out and I ran out there. I thought this thing was coming after me like a wild animal, but it was more scared of me than I was of it. So, you know, God creates things for a certain purpose. So he created those geckos to eat ants and cockroaches and things like that. So, you know, when you think of that, but God wants us to take care of it. God wants us to take care of his creation. In Leviticus 25, page 153, turn to there. Okay. Leviticus 25, It says the Eternal One addressed Moses on Mount Sinai. He said, go talk with the Israelites. Tell them that when you arrive in the land I have promised to give you, you are to make sure the land observes the Sabbath, rest before me. Plant your fields, take care of your vineyards, and harvest your crop for 6 years. But when the seventh year arrives, I want the entire land to have a Sabbath rest to me. Do not plant your fields or prune your vineyards during this seventh year. Do not harvest whatever grows on its own from earlier plantings. And do not pick grapes from the unpruned vines. The entire year is to be a year of Sabbath rest for the land. And the reason why God, I believe God did that, is he set it up to where he gives us specific times to do his work in this world. And he wants us to rest, because sometimes if we go above that, if we would have went above that sixth day, we probably would have went in there and ruined it. So I believe that he's telling them to take rest. Enjoy the fruits of your labor, because, you know, you can go in there and mess it up after 7 days. I just wanted to share with you some examples, you know, of environmental stewardship that we as Christians, can have shared or can continue to share. Having a corporate environmental policy. Now, although we're a church, we're also corporate because we're together. Amen. And the corporate, with the policy I'm referring to, would be our mission statement. You know, it would also be our values that we live. If you go up and look, it would be the covenant that, you know, Pastor shared with us years ago. You know, that's our covenant. That's our, you know, that's our policy that we should share with each other. Mentoring to others. Mentoring to others would be us speaking to each other. You know, it'd be our policy. I mean, it'd be our fellowship with one another. It's our prayers that, you know, it's our testimonies that we share with each other. It said, what is good environmental stewardship? Conserving natural resources. And, you know, that's what I was talking about in Leviticus 20:25. It said, the land is to have rest and not be exhausted or abused for short-term goals or short-term gains. We need to combat pollution. Combat pollution, okay, you know, we have these smog. I know when I lived in California, they had this smog thing. Your car had to pass some kind of smog thing. But in the spiritual, when I'm talking about combat pollution, it means the evils of this world that cause us harm, unhealthy things like hate, jealousy, envy, you know, stuff like that, abuse, you know, the stuff that's going on in the world, you know, trafficking and stuff like that. There are ways we can fight that. You know, there are causes out there that we can join, you know, just to speak up and encourage people. And most importantly, it means we protect and sustain our environment, what God created, for future generations, by sharing the word of God through prayer, encouragement, and most of all, love. So, you know, I know another scripture I wanted to share with you all is Luke 12, verse 48, and that's on page 1264. And that reads, but if you, a servant, doesn't know what his master expects behaves badly, then he will receive a lighter punishment. If you are given much, much will be required of you. If much is entrusted to you, much will be expected of you. And how I relate that scripture to environmental stewardship is God gave us this earth, and he wants us to take care of it. Take care of it physically, mentally, spiritually. He wants us to, you know, do what we can, you know, to sustain our environment. He wants us to, recycle, you know, do things that are healthy for this planet. Because, you know, this is all we have. This is all we have right now. So, in conclusion, I just want to just thank you all. You know, I hope I did an okay job, you know, but, you know, let me see if I want to share anything. That's it. You know, everything God created is good, and we just have to take care of it. Amen. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just pray that, you know, the words that I shared will just touch each and every person that heard it, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, just continue to bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.